This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. The White House has delivered a much-awaited interim report card on President Bush's troop surge strategy, and it offered a mixed review. In some areas, mostly security, the Bush administration said Iraq made progress, but the political situation is seen as still far from adequate. The report comes as several Republicans have broken ranks with the president and are calling for a change of strategy in Iraq. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
2 months ago, when Congress passed a supplemental war spending bill, it ordered the White House to provide a progress report on Iraq by July 15th. Back then, the report was seen as an initial check on whether the U.S. military surge was reducing violence enough to create conditions for political progress. But as calls grow from both sides of the aisle to pull out of Iraq, the report has taken on greater political weight. Yesterday, President Bush tried to play down its importance, saying it was just a preliminary assessment.
Of the 18 benchmarks Congress asked us to measure, we can report that satisfactory progress is being made in 8 areas.
As an example, President Bush pointed out the Iraqi government is spending more than $7 billion of its own funds this year to train, equip, and modernize its forces.
In 8 other areas, the Iraqis have much more work to do. For example, they've not done enough to prepare for local elections or pass a law to share oil revenues. And in 2 remaining areas, progress was too mixed to be characterized one way or the other.
Analysts say the measurements used to gauge the benchmarks, a simple satisfactory or unsatisfactory grade, are too vague. In fact, for some benchmarks deemed satisfactory, there were warnings that more improvement was needed or that progress was being made only with substantial assistance from U.S. forces. Elan Goldenberg, policy director at the National Security Network, says some of the benchmarks are superficial, such as the one that called for establishing a constitutional review committee. That got a satisfactory checkmark. But Goldenberg says it doesn't mean there's been any real progress towards hammering out a constitution in Iraq.
Yes, they've created a committee, but the committee has asked for numerous extensions. Even though they've had numerous meetings, they've actually specifically agreed to table some of the most complicated issues and leave them out.
The report said that the Iraq government did provide 3 trained and ready Iraqi brigades to help with the Baghdad operations. But Goldenberg says now they're not fully manned, and there are ongoing concerns that Iraqi troops are not always loyal to the Baghdad government. The progress report indicates that the government has not been able to control militias and that sectarian violence is still rampant. That violence is hampering any efforts at political reconciliation, says Andrew Krepinevich with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. He says it was unrealistic to think that many of the political benchmarks could be reached this quickly, because Krepinevich says, historically, power in Iraq means seizing it and holding on to it by any means.
And so after decades and decades and decades of this, the notion that somehow the Kurds, the Sunni Arabs, the Shia Arabs can sit down and work out some sort of a compromise American style is really a very difficult proposition for them to undertake.
President Bush described political progress in Iraq as a lagging indicator, meaning it will likely only be achieved after the U.S. military surge is well underway. But Michael O'Hanlon, a senior fellow with the Brookings Institution, says the lack of political progress is more serious than the report suggests.
This is not really a lagging indicator. It should be actually a leading indicator, because you need progress on a few issues like sharing oil before you can expect to see reconciliation or even a lowering of tension.
But there's been little forward movement to push through an oil-sharing law or any legislation to bring former Baathists back into the fold. Some political parties are boycotting parliament, and members of government are refusing to sit down and discuss issues. Michael Rubin with the American Enterprise Institute says there's no real impetus for the various factions to come together, especially if the U.S. commitment to Iraq is shaky.
If they thought the Americans would be there for 20 years, they might be sitting down and negotiating right now. If they think the Americans aren't going to be a player in Iraq next year, there's absolutely no incentive to pay attention.
President Bush predicted that those who want to pull out of Iraq will point to the unsatisfactory report card. He reiterated that this was a preliminary report and that a more comprehensive assessment would come in mid-September. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.